Goofy down says that from Mokim should Oimim Chayzel of Racha Shetavai and the Mila Shetavai Shaking have made it and the Scavenge Chayzel of Oish. Every place that we said that you go to the place you made a mistake, that's only if you did it Mishaking. If you did it amazing, then you have to go back to the beginning. The Allah already talked about this, that Simon Kuvtal and Sivol is not much more like that. Why is it a problem? Because here, like we said, it's Masha that spoke and made it, he has to start over entire Shemot Esrei. Kuvtal is Masha, not like that. Shabruah is Masha, is more leaning to the side that the person intentionally spoke in the middle of Shemot Esrei, has to touch Shemot Esrei over again. Kuvtal says that the Moy Sachama, the Statik and Zitka Moy Nageshin, but in the Suffolk in the summer months, if you say Moy Nageshin, after the first 30 days from the time you switch to not saying Mashal of Moed HaGeshen, we assume that if he didn't pay attention to what he's doing, he said the wrong thing. From Meisim, we'll see that it really seems to be totally in 90 tefillos. But in respect to saying and not saying Mashal of Moed HaGeshen, you also have tefillos Musas, because that's in the first three brachos, and from Meisim will come out to more than 90 tefillos. So, and I'm rather trying to learn that. It means the amount of tefillos you say in 30 days, which is 90 tefillos, so a little bit less than 30 days. The Amos says, well, it's really done, shame, let's give me Moshe Chava. And the Stapik, well, Imam, and Moshe Gershon, Moshe Chomin, Koshu Yom, Koshu, the Vadai, Omar, Moshe Rokim, the Rei Lahizke, the Tav, the Gershon, the Afer, Shloshu Yom, and the Chesed. The Amos says that in places in Ashkenaz, in Chutz Lars, in the Gashem, in Chutz Lars, they don't see anything during the summer months. When it comes to the winter months, the Hegel is not to say anything, and therefore if they didn't say anything, they have to say over. So basically, it's a 30-day time till you, once you assume that you took on a new Hegel. Meister Mishabu points out that if it's saying it's totally 90 tefillos, then that's good in respect to Masha Ruch Mar Geshen. In respect to Makosha, St. Talmud, you have less than 90 tefillos in 30 days, because in Shabbos, you don't say the quest in the middle of the Shmonesha. So the Meister, he says it's from the Zilagoy, and the other is Mashma, that it's a 30-day process. After 30 days, it's a period of time that, with all those feelings, we assume you change your hair glow. Nice, it says you can be made by either one of the two. In other words, for the Bakosh, it's enough 30 days, and for the Haskar of Mashal Ruach, it's about 90 feelings. That's like roughly. Taz also says that if it's an issue of feelings, if for some reason you skip the first few feelings in the middle, so you also have to add an extra day. Nice, like we said before, if it's probably in the 30 days, then it will make a difference. So. So the ghost will happen. Jeru says if he remembers that he was planning to say the right thing in the middle of the tefillah, then, like later in the day, suddenly start getting nervous, and he doesn't have to be nervous about it. If he's a person who generally has a lot of sfeikas in everything he does, he should ask a shalabi. He's mafman, because it could be all his sfeikas and not his sfeikas.